This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. More than 355,000 people have died globally from COVID-19 and more than 100,000 in the United States alone. As the U.S. passed that threshold, a bipartisan group of senators renewed their call for a moment of silence to be held Monday to honor the dead. A separate proposal in the House of Representatives calls for a daily moment of silence whenever the House is in session, as well as a national day of mourning after the pandemic ends. The United States had seen some improvement in its daily death tolls, but that progress took a sharp step back Wednesday with 1,400 new deaths reported. More than 2 million people in the U.S. filed for unemployment last week for a 10th straight week. The U.S. Labor Department says this comes amid job cuts by U.S. state and local governments whose budgets have been decimated fighting the COVID-19 pandemic and more second wave layoffs in the private sector. In all, since mid-March, 40.7 million workers have now sought unemployment compensation. China's rubber stamp parliament has approved a new national security law for Hong Kong. Critics say it threatens the city's semi-autonomous status. The new law aims to prevent and punish acts of secession, subversion, or terrorism activities that threaten national security. The proposal of this new law sparked protests similar to the massive and often violent demonstrations that engulfed the city during the second half of 2019. As many as 360 people were arrested on Wednesday night to protest the national security bill. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo also responded on Wednesday. You can read more about what he said on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News.